this damn forecast up.
Let me pull my little thing. Let me pull my there we go.
Yeah,
I caught myself. I almost hit a pause early.
I was like, whoa, nigga, whoa.
What it do? It's your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Mr. Classic with NappyAfro.com. Making sure that you're liking us on Facebook, you're tweeting us out on Twitter, you're following us on Twitter, you're letting a friend know about the music, you're letting a friend know about the reviews, you're letting a friend know about the Frocast. We do all of this for Fro Nation. We appreciate y'all. It's a family, man. Make sure you fucking with us either on our reviews, on our forums, any way you can get a hold of us, man. We're on all the social media networks. It's NappyAfro.com for life. If you fuck with us, we fuck with you.
NappyAfro.com.
Time it is, episode 45 of the Frocast, representing like Bob Gibson. What's up, man? It's your man Saul Wright, aka Mr. Saul Goodman, aka Mr. Classic. Sitting down with the homie, like y'all know him as the MVP of the Frocast, King Germ. Say what's up, bro.
What's going on? It's your boy King Germ, aka he gonna get that work, nigga.
This nigga starting off early, man. Hey, I just want to put this bulletin out for everybody before we get started. If you're not watching Breaking Bad, kill yourself.
You should already be dead.
Yeah, I would be damn near dead myself. I'm just catching up. That shit is on Netflix and it's crack. It's crack. Did y'all tell me about this shit when it was popping?
Well, we probably mentioned on Frocast 5 or some shit like that. You know, who knows, man? I'm not going to take any credit for that, but, you know, it happens.
I'm going to play both of y'all and I'm just not catching on. Yeah. So you're both guilty. But fuck that shit. It's football season. It's finally here. TV finally has value again in the sports.
Yes.
Let's just get into that shit, man. You know, we'll talk about the fantasy shit later, but goddamn, week one was a motherfucker.
Yes, on both fronts.
On both fronts.
Well, college is 2 weeks, but NFL, yes.
Yeah, let's talk about the college shit. Because I'm just now trying to wrap my brain around the college for real this year since we're playing in a real conference. And we took the L for the first game. To be expected, we're unranked. But, SEC football is a motherfucker.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Missouri, they showed up for the first three quarters, then that SEC proudness came through in the end, and, you know, but my hat goes out to Texas A&M, who they showed that they can keep up with the big boys in the SEC and send a couple of my Gators to the fucking infirmary. So, you know, I can't say nothing bad about them. You know, my Gators 2-0. I was nervous about that Texas A&M game, but, you know, we made it through. Jeff Driscoll, still not 100% sold on him, maybe like 25%. But, you know, you beat LSU, I might be on the wagon. You know what I'm saying? So that's my next. But we got Tennessee this week. Let's talk about Tennessee. Beat Tennessee first. We'll worry about LSU down the road. But we got to beat Tennessee first this weekend. And, you know, so college, you know, Alabama, consensus number one. I mean, beating up on that garbage-ass Michigan team, you know.
That shit was whatever. Terrible.
Like, you know, why was Michigan ranked in the top eight? Why? I don't understand. That's the same Michigan team from last year that lost like 4 or 5 games or whatever. How many games they lost last year? Who cares? But yeah. But that's just college. I didn't want it to get glanced over in all this NFL talk we're about to go into. But yeah, NFL team, how you feeling about that?
We look better. I mean, we still took the L. I mean, but we won 2 games last season, so.
Can't spell L without St. Louis, man.
Bitch.
Yeah, you can't have St. Louis without the L. I mean, come on.
God damn. And I can't do nothing but just take that shit because, I mean, we won 2 games last season. But we look better. Typical Missouri form, and I say Missouri because outside of baseball, we tend to just fall apart in the last quarter or the last couple minutes of everything. So the Rams was up. They weren't up, but they were putting up a fight the whole game, and then they were finally up for the last 3-4 minutes, and we fuck around and lost the game in the last 15 seconds to a pass to somebody that was not Megatron. So that pretty much summed up the game, man. You know, lost to a touchdown pass last 15 seconds.
Didn't NFL say something about some crap or whatever that might, you know, the referee said they messed up or something, the clock man or something in that game?
I don't think it would have mattered. I mean, even if you take 7 seconds off, they still have 8 seconds.
But you got to think the timeout situation. They would have had to use timeouts before the 2 minute. You know, all this stuff. I mean, it could have not played a difference, but it didn't. It could have. So you never know.
Oh no! Wait, you're not talking about the Arizona game, are you?
Wasn't that the Rams? Whoever the Lions played.
Yeah, that was us. I don't think there was any controversy.
It was a controversy in that game. They said something about some kind of clock, whatever. I don't know. It was 7 seconds.
Nah, we still let the touchdown score. It don't even matter. You're right. You know, we let that nigga roll out the pocket and throw it to a wide open motherfucker 5 yards away from the end zone, and he was like 3 yards deep in the end zone. It's ridiculous. But we look better.
My team wasn't looking too good on day one anyway. I mean, we was playing the Cleveland Browns, and we squeaked out a 1-point victory. And
yeah.
That's not happy about that, Philadelphia. I had Super Bowl aspirations for us. I still do. But if you can't beat the Browns by more than 1 point, I don't think I'm going to the Super Bowl this year. I was going to sell my house, auction off my kids, virginities, and everything so I can go to the Super Bowl this year if my Eagles are going to go. But it looks like, you know, Prince Durham going to have to stay a virgin. Oh, shout out to Prince Durham. Today is his birthday.
September 12th. Happy birthday, Prince.
Yeah, so happy birthday, little man, you know. Just want to get that out there. Oh, happy birthday to Mama Easy. Her birthday was the 9th, I think. So, you know,
shit, give her a birthday. Birthday's all around the fro.
Yeah, man. You know, this is big, you know, big love time for us, folks.
Yeah. So, if y'all don't know who won, I don't know how it's possible with ESPN talking about this shit 24/7. Some of the bigger wins, bigger games, the Bears stomped out Andrew Luck's performance. He still passed for 300 yards, but still ended up throwing like three picks, and they got mollywopped by 20 points. You know, we just talked about the Eagles and the Browns. Who? RG3?
Yeah, RG3 print.
RG3 should have been the fucking Ram. Put up a crazy debut against the Saints of all teams.
I just think it was just like set up for them to do good that day, playing the Saints. And we know the Saints don't play defense. And it was just like it was perfect. I mean, RG3 needed it. I think the people in Washington needed it because they had so much hope in the guy. And, you know, I'm not hoping he fails. I mean, I hope he just does bad 2 games out of the year. But the other 14, I could give a shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I mean, I still don't like his hair. I think we need to, me and all my hair Nazis, we need to come together and put the pressure on RG3 to get rid of those fucking box braids because you look like a bitch. And wow. So, you know, yeah, you look like a bitch. And so, basically, you need to get rid of that RG3. So, all my hair Nazis out there, the same ones that came together and united and made Gabby get her new dude, we need to do the same thing to RG3.
I see this is going to be a running theme for the entire season, you and this hair shit.
No, I'm just saying, my hair Nazis, we need to get on the job.
he put up a crazy game. I'm not worried about RG3. I think he's going to have a solid season. I think Shanahan is self-checked. He'll fuck up later on. He'll switch to some other running back or swap the receivers and end up killing the Redskins' chances. And then he'll get his fucking ass fired.
Randy Moss had a touchdown on the first day.
Yeah, Randy Moss caught one. They were talking about he was going to get cut in the preseason, which I didn't believe anyway. You need somebody reliable, and that's the most reliable receiver they got out of all the talent.
Michael Crabtree? I mean, really?
Yeah, that's your best. Yes, your second best option? Yeah, I don't think so. Who else did we have? We had other rookie quarterbacks didn't do shit.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that. We have to stop because we talk bad about Mark. I know I talk bad about Mark Sanchez.
Everyone did. But,
yes, so shout out to the New York Jets. Maybe it's because Tim Tebow joined the team, he got better. I'm not saying that. I'm not one for speculation, but hey, I'm just going to throw it out there. Tim Tebow makes everybody better. Wherever he goes, Christ, he makes everybody better. And hopefully, you know, his anointing powers have, you know, maybe he laid hands on Mark Sanchez. Ooh. Who knows? Ooh. Yeah.
Now, where was this magic at in the preseason? Because them niggas didn't score an offensive touchdown.
You never show your hand in the preseason. You give nobody tape, man. Why? Why should I do anything in the preseason? I mean, who cares? I don't give a fuck about the fans that paid to come see this bullshit. I'm not showing y'all shit. You got NFL people that live their life watching like 60, 70, 80 hours a week. You know what I'm saying? So they can just break down anything. I'm not giving you shit in the preseason. Jets, you did the right motherfucking thing. Don't show your hand.
Yeah, Sanchez, he clowned. And shout out to Stephen Hill. That's the other person that should have been around. He caught a touchdown in his debut game.
He's a hair weave killer. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, fuck that shit. AP came back. Purple Jesus came back and scored 2 touchdowns in his debut back from the knee tear.
ACL thing, less than a year. I mean, that's amazing. Year.
This should happen in December.
But, yeah, but, you know, ACL, man, I mean, it's what, September, so 9 months ago.
Yeah, no, I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying that it really happened. When you say less than a year, it makes it seem like it's longer. No, that shit just happened as far as
yes, and then you see the team, they no contact for him, you know, for the rest of the year. They say, fuck that shit. And how you feel about that? Like, AP's upset about it. Like, why do you want to get hit in practice? Like, we know you can run. Like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, you know, maybe he need, you're going to get enough contact on Sundays, in my belief. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you don't need
to. I don't really think personally. This is just my thing. I don't think that football needs, practice needs to be full contact. Once the season starts, you get your contact on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Niggas know how to tackle.
I can agree with that with pros. I can agree with that with pros.
Yeah, I mean, you've been doing this shit since you was 12 or 13. You know how to tackle by this point. Unless you're a rookie, you know, and you need to tackle, then let the rookies tackle themselves. But somebody like AP, nah, you don't need full contact. You'll be all right, bro.
Yeah, what was that? Steve McNair never practiced.
Okay, for real.
The last 12 years of his 500-year career, he never practiced.
The niggas on God bless Roger Clemens.
Dead. Yeah, God bless the dead, Steve McNair. You know, niggas quit letting these hoes shoot your ass.
your boy Cam Newton showed up.
Not really.
Well, I mean, what can you do?
He didn't give us Cam numbers from last season, you know, but he was there. Did they win?
Nah, they lost to the Bucks.
They lost to the Buccaneers?
Yeah, wow. They lost to the Buccaneers, man. The Broncos, Peyton Manning is officially back.
Yes, looking surgical again.
Looking like a dumbass right now.
Not really. I mean, hey, man, hey, listen. You got to plan for the future eventually. The day was going to come when Peyton Manning was going to have to, you know, give up the reins. And like I said, you can't tie that much money up into two people. And Peyton's like, I'm not willing to take a pay cut. Peyton said, I already did this shit a couple times. I restructured my deal so we can keep everybody together. It got us a ring. Now I'm just playing for the fucking money. You know what I'm saying? That's what Peyton is doing. And, you know. So I can't fall either side. Like he said, look, I'm worth every penny. And he said, look, I can't pay both of y'all this much money for two people. And we got a garbage ass defense and our line sucks and we ain't got running backs and we're going to need receivers. Even. It's like, they're like, we can't, you know. So like I said, it was, you know, you had to do it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I hear you, but after looking at this football season, this first week,
I mean, this first game,
let's think about this shit. Peyton comes out. And leads the Broncos past the Steelers defense, one of the best. It's usually one of the best in the league, top five every season.
Yeah.
He leads them. Peyton comes back and leads them. He looks sharp, doesn't take any hits, which I told y'all ass is not a problem for Peyton because he doesn't get fucking hit.
Yeah, he gets rid of the ball too fast.
Right. And then you pick Luck instead of RG3. RG3 goes out and puts up 300 yards and has this shit. Luck throws three interceptions. You could have just – if you were going to pick Luck, I think you should have picked Luck. And kept Peyton Manning. You didn't spend any money in the offseason on your defense any fucking way. You didn't get any better anyway. So you should have just kept the money tied to where it needed to be and let them motherfucking blue-collar players make the little league minimum whatever the fuck they're making now.
Hey, man, look. Luck's going to be all right. Peyton Manning first season, they lost a lot of games, too. He threw a lot of interceptions. I mean, let the man grow, man.
I'm not hating. I'm just saying you could have Peyton let the nigga sit on the bench like Aaron Rodgers.
He going to get that work.
Hey, they're going to do what they do. And I need Luck to have a good season because I picked him in a couple leagues. The Ravens beat the shit out of the Bengals. Nigga, that was one of the worst games I've seen in a while.
I mean, NFL beatdown is different from a college beatdown because NFL beatdown is just like, I mean, like 44-13, you know, you see that on the scoreboard, but, I mean, it was a lot worse than that. I mean, it was terrible, terrible.
That game was horrible. I think Dalton threw the whole game from his back. He was getting fucked up every play. And I know, I think after like the fifth sack or whatever the hell it was, he was looking, you can see the camera, he was looking at his line like, God damn, can y'all give me time?
Yeah, what the fuck are y'all doing?
He was getting his ass whooped. He was getting hit by motherfucking safeties. He was getting blitzed every play, and he was getting that ass whooped. So it was definitely a big week. What are your thoughts on the Super Bowl? Because we put off the predictions. I've been trying to get predictions out of your ass for a while.
I'm going on a limb here. I'm going on a limb here and say Eagles-Jets Super Bowl.
Eagles-Jets?
Yes.
That's a hell of a limb, nigga.
Only reason why? Tim Tebow is going to bring the Jets there.
God.
Tebow.
How is Tebow going to do it when this nigga didn't even have – he doesn't have any yardage for this season. Seven plays, he has no yardage.
Oh, his presence – has made Mark Sanchez better, made Rex Ryan a better coach, made Bart Scott a better defensive player, Revis, better defender. Listen, man, he's made everybody. Who is this guy you just named? That guy from Georgia Tech, Stephen Hill. Just being around Tebow. Man, I mean, come on, man. First game. I mean, listen, you were so close to getting cut.
I can't talk to you when you're on your Skip Bayless. I really can't
talk
to you.
No, I'm not on my Skip. I'm just saying, man.
You're on your Skip Bayless, nigga. We're talking about a second-string quarterback. And you saying his presence. What presence? The nigga's on the bench with everybody else.
Listen. Mark Sanchez probably never worked this hard before in his life this offseason. Why? Because he knew who was there with him. Tebow pushed him. Made him better, man. Come on, man.
They could have went and picked up Byron Leftwich. The fact that you brought in a second quarterback that has their people are saying it may take your job, you're going to work harder. That's human nature. That's the law of
personal. Yeah, exactly. Look, last year they had a quarterback, and they used to do the same thing to Sanchez last year. They'll say, hey, we're going to put Mark Brunell in there. And, you know, they actually did it one game just to fuck with his head. But, you know, now, like I said, it took the spotlight off of Sanchez, threw it on Tebow. Like, Sanchez is not, like, you don't hear about Sanchez no more.
They're all talking about Tebow. He's still in the spotlight.
But it's not like, you know, Mark Sanchez used to be on the front of magazines and pantyhose, like Joe Namath and shit. He ain't doing that shit no more. Tim Tebow, he nixed all this. Nah, man, you don't gotta do all that. Tim Tebow, like the sacrificial lamb, man. He went out there, he's taking all this to make the Jets better, man.
Man, get the fuck out of here, Skip Bayless. I can't believe this shit. Anyway, I'm picking, and right now I'm 2-0. I picked the 49ers and the Ravens, and both teams won, so I'm on track so far. And you know
that's
it hurt me.
Pick.
Yeah, you know it hurt me to pick the 49ers. That's my division. I hate the bastards.
Yeah, I understand that, but let's be honest here. Two of those teams not making it to the Super Bowl. I let you pick which two.
You said two of those teams not making it.
Yeah, just saying.
I mean,
just
the niggas was in their conference finals last season. Not like I'm far off.
You know, yeah, the Ravens should have been there.
Ravens should have been there. The 49ers should have been there.
Who they run up against? I can't remember. The Giants.
Yeah, the Giants got busted up by the Giants, yeah. And I think they lost in the last minute or two of that game.
Yeah, you're right. They sure enough did.
So, yeah, I mean, both of them squads will be there. I don't know about the Jets and the Eagles, nigga. Did the Eagles even make the playoffs last season? I don't think they even made it.
Oh, we were tied.
But you didn't make it.
I mean, but we won out. We didn't make the playoffs. No, we didn't. No, we didn't.
So, how the fuck are my two picks that made the playoffs, two teams is not going to make it, but your two?
Because
ain't
there was an anomaly.
Matter of fact, both of your teams didn't make the playoffs.
The Jets made – no, the Jets didn't make the playoffs last year.
Your teams didn't make the playoffs.
Exactly. And that's why it's going to be, like, maybe not the first time ever, but two teams didn't make playoffs the previous year in the Super Bowl this year, you know.
Yeah.
That might have been – you know, I'm sure it has happened before, but it's going to happen this year.
Completely ridiculous. Yeah. Speaking of football, I can't even deal with you right now. Let's talk about fantasy, man.
Oh, let's talk about it.
I mean, I know you put up the post today. I mean, when you're listening to this, it'll be yesterday. But we put up the post today about the Fro League. What are your thoughts, man?
My team is mediocre as usual, but somehow I always find a way to, you know, finish in the top three. So, you know, I lost my first game. I goes to – who did I lose to? I don't even remember.
That was me.
Oh, I lost to you. That's right.
Yeah, shit. The team that had two wins last season.
Yeah, and the guy that I started wrong – DeQuell Jackson. If I would have started my number one defensive pick, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now. But alas, I didn't, and
we might still be having it if I went ahead and started Adrian Peterson.
Oh yeah, we might not. Yeah, if you just went with your I said, fuck it. I threw caution to the wind. I said, hey, I took MJD. They said he getting in the game. I'm playing this motherfucker because he gonna get in the end zone. You know what I'm saying? Something. I said MJD's gonna get something for me. You know, he only got me 9 points, but you know, he's there. Shout out to all the new people in the league. Cornell the Great, congratulations on your first victory. He looked impressive.
Wins and shit.
Yeah, the new man winning. The Dirty Ravens. They beat the shit out of P from the D. I'm loving that because P from the D, he was talking so much shit on draft night that.
Oh my God.
He wanted to make himself the enemy, the villain of this year, so I guess he could, you know, get this limelight that I'm talking about him now. So congratulations, P from the D. You're now the villain, and I did air quotes, people, when I said this, of the Fro Fantasy League. So P from the D.
I mean, I guess it's what that nigga want, but he was getting on my fucking nerves draft night, for real.
Yeah, he was just talking shit about nothing.
Yeah, exactly. You know? The nigga was shitting on people's cities, and I was like, what are you talking about? You can't talk shit when you're from Detroit.
Yeah, no diss to none of my listeners or the listeners from Detroit, but y'all got one sicko, P from the D. If you ever see him, slap that nigga for me.
He making y'all city look bad.
He made y'all city look terrible. I mean, no worse than, you know, some other people have, Kwame Kilpatrick, sure. But, you know, yeah. You know, but he's right up there with that slime ball. But yeah, of my six fantasy leagues, I went 4-2 in my first week. So
yeah, I think I did the same. I lost in the money league, which is the one I really give a fuck about. You know what I'm saying? I lost the money league game. No, you know what? I think I went 2-3. I think I went 2-3. I don't know anymore, man. It's too many leagues. I'm really focused on the money league, and I'm really focused on getting more than 2 wins in Nappy Afro League, and the rest of this shit will work itself out. I let the analysts make me overthink it, because I didn't start Peterson at all. Because they were always saying that, you know, he might get a couple carries and then Gerhardt will get the rest of the carries, and this motherfucker comes out and get 2 touchdowns and 84 yards. And I fucked up, and I was smart enough to pick Pierre Garçon in 2 leagues. I didn't start him in any, and that motherfucker showed out. So I need to stick with my strategy that I had going into the season was no strategy. Stop overthinking it. Just go with the motherfuckers I picked and just let this shit work this season. So
exactly,
man. I screwed myself up.
I took a gamble this week with that Streeter guy. You know what I'm saying? But hopefully that'll work out. Who knows? Rod Streeter. That's my gamble.
Oakland or some shit.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, but I can't say I was on the Ogletree wagon. He's my new Laurent Robinson. So people, I know everybody got Ogletree now, but he's the new Laurent Robinson. People, watch, it's gonna happen. Tony Romo don't like his real receivers. He liked them third guys.
Yeah, and I picked them up in like 2 or 3 of my leagues too. After the fourth target, I was like, okay, this is just what you need to do. And for people that run fantasy leagues, I believe, I don't know what the rules are on Nappy Afro, I forget, but waiver wire is for motherfuckers that get waived. If it's a free agent and they're available, you just need to make sure you can get to your goddamn computer first. There shouldn't be a waiver wire for free agents.
Exactly. Hey, it's all right. Can you talk to the people real quick? I got to go get something out of the car. I'll be right back.
You know, that's all what the fuck we do around here.
Yeah, that's what we do. Hey, if we record in the middle of the day, people, life happens. So just hold on real quick. It's all right. It's going to hum you a tune, pause, or something.
Wow. He really fucked that shit up. Just a couple things to update y'all. I want to say welcome to Bianca, one of our new writers for Nappy Afro, and shout out to GQ Blue. Who's going to be bringing you some more stuff. You saw him bring the Mike article that he wrote last week, which I thought was pretty dope. And he should be bringing you some fashion topics. I know a lot of you motherfuckers is young, and you're not fucking with suits and shit like that. But we thought we could bring you a little bit something different for the Nappy Afro site. You know, try and step your fashion game up. Because life ain't about, you know, snapbacks and tattoos. Sometimes you need, you know, maybe a little crease in your pants. You need a button up, you need a tie, and shit like that. So they'll be bringing you some more content. The wrestling, I want to hear y'all's feedback on the wrestling post. I'm about to shelve that shit because I write way too long about it. I watch wrestling too long, and then I get 2 or 3 comments. So that shit's a little retarded. But, you know, fuck with us on Facebook. Fuck with us on Twitter. I'm on Instagram now. I don't know how long I'll be on Instagram. If you want to follow me on there, it's all right. No spaces, no underscores. You know what I'm saying? Just all ran together. And, you know, we're trying to keep the site around. We got a lot of emails when the GoDaddy shit happened. They tried to shut the site down. And we try to navigate some things around that. So we know y'all care. We just want to see it. You know what I'm saying? And we're up to 900 something likes on Facebook, which is good shit. So, you know, just keep it up, man. Keep supporting us. Keep rocking with us. And we're going to try to keep bringing you more content. If it's something that you want to see on Nappy Afro or something that you want to hear on the Frocast, make sure you hit us up. And we'll try and get all that shit cracking for you. But now, when Germ comes back, we'll finish the fucking show. This is ridiculous.
All right, I'm back. All
right, man. Yeah. I did what I could.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, keep you know, you did all your little commercial work in there, you know. The little, hey, follow us on Twitter thing, you know, just keep y'all reminded, join the site, all that good stuff. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get back into sports. You know, are we done talking about fantasy football and shit? We done with this?
I mean, you know, I mean, besides that, I am the reigning champion in the Pro Fantasy League, and that I intend to defend my title. I mean, I don't know if I mentioned that enough, that everybody knows that I won the league last year. I just want to make sure everybody knows that's clear. Oh,
the league that you're.
But yeah, man, it doesn't matter. It's all set. I am the commissioner of the league, but all the rules are set standard. It's like it's a pure good democracy. If y'all don't like a trade, vote against it. Like I voted against that Arian Foster trade this week because I was playing the guy. And why the fuck I want to go against Arian Foster
okay,
this
can
week?
We talk about that shit. I have never, in my 5 or 6 or 7 years, however long I've been playing fantasy football, I've never even thought of voting against a trade on a strategic move.
I mean, it's just I feel like I just voted against it on a strategic move because this week I'm going against a person that was receiving Arian Foster, and Arian Foster going against the Jaguars, which means he's going to score about 400 points. I can't compete with
that. I mean,
that.
I hear you. I just never thought of it. I just never thought
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't – obviously enough people – 9 people didn't feel the way I felt about it. You know what I'm saying? 8 other people didn't feel the way I felt about it, so the trade went through.
But isn't that
you know
kind
what
of
I'm saying?
Up?
I mean – Oh, yeah. I mean, no, it's not. It's strategy. It's not like, you know, I mean, you know, like I know somebody else voted against it because they said they just didn't think, they thought the other person was not getting a good deal out of it.
That's
deal,
why you should you vote. Know? That's why you veto trades. If you think it's
yeah, that's why Dr. Mom voted against it because she was like, I don't think that's a good
okay,
trade.
Okay, so wait a minute. You know you and Dr. Mom.
And Los Pollos Hermanos. So I know at least 3 people voted against
okay,
the trade.
Okay, so you and Dr. Mom were in cahoots.
We're not in cahoots. She wants to beat me just as bad as anybody. You don't understand. My wife is a competitor. She already told me. I was looking at her team. Said, hey, baby, you want to make a trade? She looked at me and said, laugh. I'm not trading with your ass.
I don't at all. But I know that if you veto a trade, she going to veto a trade.
No.
I'm just saying. And we know Los Pollos Hermanos, them niggas is going to vote against everything because he's a hater.
Yeah, he's just like he loves to be. But he said this year he's turning a new leaf. He's gonna be quiet. He's not gonna be the same guy. And I told him, nah, that's not you.
Yeah,
this tried that shit last year. Yeah, exactly. You know, he's like, nah, man, I'm not all into the theatrics. Said, nah, man, you gotta continue to be you, man.
Yeah, that shit's
you know,
terrible. So yeah, we're gonna continue to talk about this shit. So from now on until at least the end of the football season, if you don't like sports, you probably want to just skip the first 10 or 15 minutes of the Frocast. It's going to be sports.
Yeah,
unless,
like, you know, Nicki Minaj gets pregnant by Drake or something, yeah, right. We're never going to lead off of music.
And we'll happen. Talk about her ass a little bit later in this goddamn show. Stay on
her ass. Or her ass? Which one?
I would love to talk about her ass, but it ain't doing nothing. Unfortunately, her mouth is doing all the talking. We'll talk about that shit later. We'll talk about some basketball real quick. I saw this today, and I thought it was worth bringing up. Apparently, LeBron and Kevin Durant are training together. Steve, how do you feel about this shit, bro?
I mean, what does LeBron, you just got your first title. You just started eating raw meat. What can you teach this guy? Kevin Durant, first of all, like I told Kevin Durant, you got to get your mama out your house, nigga. Fuck who you training with. Get your mom. Tell mama she got to move the fuck out. Because until you can get a chick naked cooking you some oodles or noodles in your house, Kevin Durant, you ain't gonna never be the player. I don't care who you train with. You can train with Muhammad motherfucking Ali, nigga. You're not gonna get better. Not so. I think it's a bad idea. Kevin Durant, go train with Kobe. Go train with a proven winner. Well, actually, no. Kevin Durant did. He was on the. Oh, I'll take that back. He did train with Kobe. He was on the Olympic team this year. But just training together, I don't understand that.
So.
I mean, you're not on my team. Why should I train with you? Like, what are they doing? Lifting weights? Running on the beach like Apollo and Rocky? What the fuck are they doing?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. As far as I don't think it's that big of a controversy. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You're athletes. I'm sure that 90% of athletes train together anyway. My only hope is that if they're training together, LeBron learns how to shoot that jumper. If LeBron picks up...
Is that Durant teach LeBron how to shoot? LeBron, you teach that nigga how to gain weight. Like, look, man, you got to come eat with me, Kevin. Come on, let's go get something to
Kevin
eat. You know, teach that nigga... That nigga yeah, get him on the... Because Kevin Durant too little.
That nigga frail, too dog, small. For real. But if LeBron pick up that J, he pick up the 3, because I think Durant shot like 4-something from beyond 300, right? Beyond 3-pointer. He shot like 400% or something like that. 450?
Oh. Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the Olympic shit, nigga.
Oh yeah.
He shot a shade under 500.
But you gotta understand, the Olympic line like 20 feet, bro. It ain't even nowhere near the NBA
line.
I
give it to you, but you still shoot 500%. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, but that's like a free throw to them niggas, man. That's why they were just. I mean, that one game we hit like 43.
Yeah, but you still got to be able to stroke that shit. Pause. So I hope LeBron picks up that jumper. You know, I don't want him to shoot more jumpers, but when he does shoot, I want that shit to drop. So you know, it's not.
Eventually, he's gonna have to start shooting jumpers because, you know, I mean, as young as LeBron is, he's still a big guy, and them knees gonna get tired, so he's gonna have to start shooting more. And driving less.
Unfortunately, yeah, especially with Dwayne, I only get Wade another 2 years.
That fuck nigga.
So that's about it for sports, man. Baseball's looking tight. Hopefully, my Cardinals.
Hey, baseball, Orioles, man. I'm looking for them to pull the upset on the Yankees, man.
Hey, man, that I'm is going on the beautiful limp. Baseball stadium, man.
Man, I love Camden Yards, man. I love it.
Oh,
yes, because like even like during the off season, like you can like because it's like it's a street near there that you can kind of like go in the stadium. I mean, you can't actually go in the stadium because they got bars to prevent you from going, but you can still like walk kind of like through there and shit, man. And, I mean, it's fucking nice, man. I love Baltimore as a city, man. Fuck what The Wire did to that, you know, give everybody's image of, you know, don't get me wrong, Baltimore is that, but it's still a beautiful city, though. I mean, you know, I love Baltimore, man.
Half of downtown Baltimore is beautiful.
Hey, man, look, all it makes it beautiful
right around
to me,
the stadiums,
the harbor and all that stuff. Yeah,
right.
Beautiful.
Once you go a mile beyond the harbor, that's when the shit starts.
But it's neat. All the little row houses and the way it looked, man. It's just like, I don't know. It's different, man. I like this shit, man.
Yeah, it's definitely different. But if you somebody said that when they landed in Baltimore, they wanted to kiss the asphalt because the plane ride was so bad, but they would have got a syringe in their lip. That's pretty much how you look at Baltimore, man. It's rough. It's rough, but right around the stadiums, right around the harbor, all that shit is lovely. Once you get beyond that, you better lock your doors and pull out your Glock. You know, take the second.
Oh, yeah. That was the first place I saw, like, every car had a fucking club. Like, I was just like, damn. I remember I was probably about 11, 10. I remember I was just like, I asked my cousin who was walking down the street, and I said, do everybody have a club on their car? Do they come with the cars or something? Because it was just like, I've never seen that many clubs before. Like, every time we went somewhere, everybody throwing the club on their car. And I was just like, God. I mean, it was just like, I've never seen that many of them before in my life. And I was like, wow.
Niggas, in Baltimore, them niggas got clubs and the chirper on their shit. And you remember, man, when they used to pull off the steering wheel? I don't know. That might be a St. Louis thing. Back around 94,
oh, no. I've seen that before. My neighbor used to do that like 2 years ago.
And they pulled the steering wheel off and put the club on that bitch. Put the club on the steering wheel that they carry. That shit's rough out there, man.
Yeah, and then they got the little switch that you can put behind your, you know, the thing. It's crazy just to keep it. Yeah, the kill switch on your car. So you're like, nah, man, you crank it up without something, whatever
it
is.
Without the key, if you try and pick it, that motherfucker will not start. So, yeah, shout out to Baltimore, man. We got any Baltimore listeners? Yeah. Shout out to Baltimore. Shit.
I'm sure we do, man. You know, we famous out there, man. Shout out to my homeboy, Cordovan Brown. He's from the B-more, and he fucks with us, man. So, at Cordovan Brown, you know what
That's
I'm saying?
He fucks. And not to be outdone, Memphis decides that they just like Compton, too. Apparently, the Grizzlies are passing out preseason tickets in trade for guns. So, you show up to the damn Grizzly Stadium or, you know, whoever. I think it's a church that's running it. If you show up and you give them your gun, you get tickets to a preseason game. Which I guess is pretty decent.
I could find the most bullshit ass gun I could find.
Right, people gonna give him the spare gun.
Motherfuckers gonna give him. Yeah, I'm giving them like, oh, I'm gonna give this gun with eight bodies on it. Huh? Take this one. You said amnesty, right? Like, oh, okay. I just shot a bitch. This shit hot. Don't worry. I just want to go to the game, folks.
Let me give him guns that's broken shit. And here you go. I ain't gonna give you my good shit. You ain't getting the Desert Eagle. Let me give you this little .22, motherfucker. You can have that shit.
My first gun.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you this bullshit right here. Here you go. I'm like, nigga, what is this? It's a BB gun, but it's still a gun. I want to go to the game. Some more ratchet shit. Your boy Bobby Brown is apparently getting a show on BET, a reality show.
Yes, Bobby, man. Why BT keep doing this to us, man? Quit giving us the shows we don't want. Give us the shows we want. We want the Real House Husbands of Hollywood.
That's
what
being
we want.
Filmed.
It's being filmed for real?
It is being filmed. I don't know what network it's on, but it is being filmed.
Oh, okay. Bet. I don't care if it's fake, as long as it's still like the little skits you give us at the BET Awards show.
Did we cut out? Hello? Yo, Jern.
Yo.
Right, what happened?
Man, my daggone, my USB part of my computer, this shit just fell out, man, on the other side, man. Yeah, this shit. I was talking all of a sudden, I heard a doo doo. And I heard you on the computer, like, yo, John. Yo. And I look down, I'm still talking and shit. And
oh,
I'm
just like, shit.
The fucking USB shit.
This is what happens when you take a week off. We take a week off, this nigga go into his car, computer falling apart. God damn, no more weeks off for us.
Yeah, man, no, we can't do that, y'all. Plus, we got something to talk about every week. Even if we don't do, but come here and talk about football and nothing else, and we leave, fuck it. That's what we're going
to
do.
We'll have to keep this shit up, man, except for, you know, Christmas and New Year's. Y'all have to kill yourself.
Fuck that. Y'all go to our family, man. Oh, shout out to Dub, man. Dub is back in the United States now, man.
Oh, that's what's up.
And, yeah, he's back. And so, you know, shout out to Dub. He he's back. He sent me a text message. He's like, I'm back, man. I was like, back where? He's like, back in the United States. I said, oh, it was
good. Right. We can't keep up with that nigga, man.
Yeah, I was like, Dub, my bad. I didn't think you wasn't in the States. You know what I'm saying?
You can't really tell by his fucking Facebook. You know what I'm saying? You don't know where the fuck he is or what he's up to. But, you know, shout out to Dub. Shout out to Nappy Afro staff. You know, we fucks with y'all heavy. Pause. So, yeah, BET, Bobby Brown's getting the show. I don't know that we give a fuck about that. They only care because of Whitney. That's the only reason that they care. You know, Bobby Brown is going to be on TV because of Whitney and his daughter. Other than that, no one really gives a shit. But, you know, I guess it's good to see he's still making paper. Whatever.
Yeah, shout out to Bobby, man. Just, you know, hey, do your thing, Bobs.
Right. We got some other news.
Don't disappoint us, Bobby. We want drugs. We want antics. So don't get up there and try to be rebirthed and all that bullshit. Because you know what? We're gonna stop watching.
Wow, is that what we really want on TV now? I mean, we finally got T.I. and Tiny trying to correct the image.
Hey man, T.I. and Tiny, man, that's the funniest show on TV, dog.
That shit is great. And Major is the dopest kid in the world.
I mean, I think Tiny funnier to me than T.I. is, because Tiny just be saying all kind of shit. Like, me and my wife, we'll sit there and watch that show and laugh, because Tiny's so country, and it's just so funny. She be like, wow, you know, the way she talk, and then T.I., his fake-ass, you know, Bill Cosby-esque.
Yeah, over-enunciating words.
The extraordinary communication the times they dictate whether or not. I mean, the way
he put, hey, is Tiny on that HGH?
Oh yes,
that definitely. Shit look retarded as fuck, man.
Yeah, she has to do
that. Shit look, and what? And okay, T.I. is like 5'5", and she comes to his chest.
Allegedly, he said he's 5'9".
Where?
On that song, he said 5'9" with a heart of a 6'4" nigga.
He ain't no 5'9".
Hey, I'm just telling what this man
that
said.
Nigga shorter than Terrence J.
But then he said. He was 145 pounds. He said, 145 pounds and I'm out of your weight class? I'm like, how you 5'9", 145 pounds? You ain't shit. And you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I said, allegedly, T.I. said he was on record. He said he was 5'9", 145 pounds. You know, no homo. Not that I'm keeping up with the man measurements or nothing, but I don't think you 5'9", bro, just to be real. I've seen you in person. You ain't 5'9". I bought a 145. But I ain't buying the 5'9".
Yeah, I ain't buying that shit either. But if he's okay, let's say he's 5'9", then Tiny is still like 5'2".
Yeah, but she is like 4'11".
Right,
like,
that motherfucker skeet.
I think Tiny for a reason. Like, it ain't because
Major damn near taller than her.
Exactly.
And that's smart ass little kid, man. I like Major. For real. Yeah. That's smart ass little kid. It's one of my favorite shows on TV right now.
Yeah, because it's like real. I mean, you know, you can see the little scripty parts about it. But, you know, it's like, I mean, they ain't like a bad family. Like, yeah, T.I. got his issues. You know, they all got their issues, but it's like the way they come together. And he, you know, he deal with all his kids. You know, all they, you know, it's just I like it, man. I fuck with the Family Hustle show, man. And then, you know, he teaching all of them. Look, bitch, all y'all niggas working in this house. You know what I'm saying? All y'all niggas, from the smallest one to the oldest one, everybody working. You know, I ain't got nothing but respect for old T.I. behind
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, I guess his album will come out when the show is finished. I guess it's how it's gonna be planned.
I don't want to hear T.I. album no more. I don't.
The only album that I really fuck with T.I. on is King. I don't like any of his other shit for real.
I like all the T.I. shit up to King. After King, that's when I'm like T.I. man. I don't want to hear.
No did you more. Like King like, though, or was King?
Yeah. Like, up through King. Yeah. After King, that's when T.I. got cute, man. Like that song he did with Q-Tip. Fucked him up, man. Why you want to go and do that, love, huh? I mean, he got cute on that song, man. That's why I was just like, T.I., man, what the fuck? Then he, you know, then after that, man, you know, I still fuck, you know, he have a song, like, he get in trouble, come back hard for the streets, and have me gassed up, thinking like, oh, shit. And then I hit a song with him and Rihanna. Just live your life. Yeah, you know, then, you know, nah, man. I like irresponsible T.I., not responsible T.I. I like T.I. talking about he got 23 bricks in the lag. Nigga, I'm heavy trapping. I'm done with the nigga. No, that T.I., man. Dope
do
boys
you
and
like
trap nigga
any
T.I.
positive rappers?
Yes, I like Fonte.
Okay, that's true.
I like J. Cole.
Okay, I get you that.
I like a lot of positive rappers, but it's
I'm just
like,
checking.
It's just like, I don't like when my negative rappers go positive. Fuck that shit, man. That's why Rick Ross, he is buying into his image. He's buying into this character that he has created. You know, William Roberts and Rick Ross, two different people. And, like, he keeps giving us Rick Ross on the album, and I can dig that. You know, like, I had a problem with a review we had on the site for the 2 Chainz album. Like, you know, based on a true story, but we ain't hear the story. Motherfucker, it's 2 Chainz. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear your story. Nigga, keep telling me about you taking drugs, fucking these girls, wearing these expensive clothes. And you know, how you know that's that's all I
but
want from that rap. You know,
should you have to be able to tell a story as a rapper?
No. Some rappers I go to for depth. Some rappers I don't.
But
you know
don't,
what I'm saying?
Telling
and
the story doesn't have to be deep. You just have to be able to tell a story.
I don't want to hear his story. His best song on the album don't make no sense. The birthday song. I mean, it's your birthday. All I mean, it's her birthday, but all he want for his birthday is a big booty hole. You know what I'm saying? But I love that song. That's my ringtone right now. I mean, that's my shit.
So what makes a dope MC then? If it's not, if storytelling can be disregarded.
Storytelling, you can tell a story, but it's like, don't try to be more than what you are. So that's my problem with Nas. Nas, quit trying to be this deep ass nigga wearing koofies and wood tip cigars and shit. Fuck all that. Nas, man, be your fucking self. Like on Life is Good, he's actually being himself. He's accepting that, yo, you know what? I have took losses, but you know, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? He ain't on that bullshit. He ain't trying to be, I know I can be better. I don't want to be, you know that I can, Nas. Like, that's why I was just like, Nas, stop. It's not even you. It's not even you, Nas. And, you know, so certain rappers, like when Jeezy started wearing the glasses and getting all political and shit, I always bring it back to Jeezy because he hurt my feelings.
You know what I'm saying?
Jeezy started wearing the suit and started wearing glasses and shit. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Looking like Malcolm X and shit. You're not a thinker, Jeezy. Fucking snowman.
So for you.
You know, snowman, bitch, 75 a key. I'm taking my shit up there as white as your teeth. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? That's what I love.
So for you, how does a rapper progress? Like, where is the room for a rapper to progress?
Don't progress. You stay in the same lane. I don't ever want Walker to ever think he need to do something different. I don't want Plies to think he need to do something different. I don't want Ross to think he need to do something different. Stay what you're doing. Run that course till it don't run no more, then do something else. Don't come out here, you know, like T.I. did, man. T.I. is one of my favorite rappers of all time. I just don't like the way, you know, maybe he had to go that way. You know, maybe he couldn't.
Yeah, you know, you're fucking two-time felon, that's it. So, yeah, you might need to switch your shit up. And sometimes.
That nigga's a seven-time felon. That nigga,
hey, man, at some point, if you.
We ain't gonna talk about that. We ain't gonna talk about that.
I mean, you over 30 years old and you still rapping. At some point, your shit needs to change. Your content needs to change. If you,
stop rapping.
Yeah.
Stop rapping.
Stop rapping.
But when you, once, Once you contradict who you used to be, that's when you need to stop. Like, I don't, certain rappers don't need to grow.
But what about you? You and your personal life, you're different than you were 10 years ago, right?
Yes. In 80% of my life, yes.
So when it comes to giving advice, you'd give vastly different advice in certain aspects of your life now than you would 10 years ago, right?
Probably about the same.
About the same, nigga? Seriously, kids? Well, and
okay, yeah, you're
so
right.
I guess my question is, since hip-hop is still young, this shit's only, what, 37 years?
Why is it okay for me to grow up, right? Not them? Because they're entertaining me. You know what I'm saying?
But you don't watch the same shit you watched 10 years ago.
I still watch SportsCenter. What
okay,
you mean?
That shit don't count, nigga. That shit don't count, nigga. But, I mean, I don't know. I guess I hear what you're saying. Sometimes you just want...
I mean, now, don't get me wrong. I can't listen to Plies all day.
Exactly.
No, I can't.
You can't even listen to the same shit.
You know, I can't. It's certain things, you know, it's a time and place for them niggas, but I don't want them niggas to ever change. I want them to stay who they are, true to themselves. It's basically what I'm trying to say. Don't try to, you know, like Jeezy, he saw that changing with the time shit, and that's fucked them up. Like, it's a lot of niggas in it, like me, that like Jeezy, didn't like that new shit he was doing, and it fucked us up.
Yeah, and I think that there's some examples. Jeezy might be a good, but I don't know. I don't listen to Jeezy. But that might be a good example of somebody who's just changing to grab more money. But you got somebody like, let's say Jay-Z. This is a popular subject for Jay-Z. Jay-Z went from ashy to hella rich. He can't keep rapping about that shit no more. So staying true to himself changes because his money changes, his zip code changes, his area code changes, life changes, his credit card changes. All of that shit changes. So that makes him a different dude.
But no. Yeah, it made Sean Carter different. Jay-Z is still that guy that grew up in Marcy, drinking quarter water, selling coke, selling Larry Love. You know, like I said, maybe I get the character mixed up. And I mean, I just want you to stay in character when you're around me. I don't
stay
want
in character if you're not around the environment.
Lie to me.
I understand, but you're asking for vastly different shit. You can't say be true to yourself and then lie to me at the same time.
Be true to your character. How about that? Stay in character. When you walk out of that booth, you can be, you know, you can go out of that booth and hug your kids and kiss your wife. But while you're in that booth, you say, fuck that bitch, man. Fuck, you know what I'm saying? That's what I want to hear. You know, maybe I need to change. I don't know.
I mean, I ain't trying to make this an intervention for Germ, but I'm just saying, like, and I'm probably saying that because I just listened to Rhapsody's album for 2 weeks solid.
Shout out to Rhapsody.
Shout out to Jamla, you know, Ninth Wonder, Crisis. They did a hell of a job on that project. You didn't listen to it yet? Okay.
Come on.
So
should I listen to it? I saw you gave it 4.
I don't think you would like it.
But it's all right. I'm changing. I'm being more progressive, open-minded.
I think, well, you have to listen to it open-minded because I know you like the rapidy rap, not the rapidy rap. You like the hype-ass beats that's going to make you get in the car. Yeah.
So is it something I can clean the house up to, rather?
If you can listen to Little Brother and clean the house, then you can listen to her album and clean the house. It's definitely some soulful production on this shit.
Yeah. So, matter of fact, it might be road trip music. It might be something you listen to on the highway.
It's definitely good
car
music. It's excellent car music.
Okay. Well, that's a bet, man. I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah. And she spit. But the reason I brought that up is because she spent the entire time on that album. And that's, you know, maybe next to Nas. And unfortunately, she came out the same year as Nas because this would have got my vote for album of the year for hip hop. She spent the majority of the album being honest. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't taking no punches. She was like, yo, she even took a shot at us motherfucking critics. She was like, you know, the niggas with opinions don't support you on iTunes. I was like, God damn. But she wasn't saying it like she was crying. She was just being real with the shit. Like, from the time you press play until that album is over, you feel like she's authentic as shit. And so when we're talking about rappers that, you know, either they're telling stories or they're not progressing or if they're being real, I feel like the majority of rappers that we look at now, all of them are full of shit. Is that okay?
It's okay with me, but it's okay with me, but it's okay with us as the older crowd. The younger crowd, they need they believe everything they hear just about, and you know, and it might put more pressure on these rappers to be more realistic, just like we had the little killings in Chicago, the little rap killings, Lil Reese or JoJo, yeah, whatever, all that stuff, you know. I mean, that's where those lines are blurred, you know, like, you know, maybe I'm sending the wrong message, you know, to the kids about this. So I might need to rethink my stance on this, man, and maybe I need to do some soul searching, because I do feel kind of bad,
no,
man.
I think what it is that the people that we know are giving us entertainment, and they admit that they're giving us entertainment, I think everybody's fine with. Everybody's fine with Rick Ross. Everybody's fine with 50 Cent. Everybody's fine with Jay-Z, for the most part. You know what I'm saying? But it's those guys like Chief Keef that allegedly was just a thug that they gave a record deal to, and even gave his friends a record deal to, because he was banging in the streets. So they literally hired a gangster to make music, is what they did. This wasn't about the persona. This is what they hired. So now you've got somebody who, and I don't know shit about Chief Keef. I just know what I read on the fuck.
I know he 300.
I don't know shit about that nigga. But apparently, that nigga came from the streets. They said, here's some money, make some music, doing the shit that you do every day. You know, some snow on the bluff type shit. And they said, we're going to put it on wax and sell it. And that's the image that people see. And you got Chicago, which is like murder capital of the world right now.
Yes, it's going crazy in Chicago.
So tying this back to what we were talking about, which is completely off track from the outline, but that's what we do around this motherfucker. Is there room for rappers to still be positive today, or to get in and then change their image? Like, let's say Ice Cube. Ice Cube came in hardcore to the motherfucker. And his last two albums were really political. They're not any less hardcore. But because we see this nigga on Are We There Yet, and we see him on TV and doing Barbershop, he actually does like some of my favorite movies ever. People don't rock with him no more.
Yeah, I don't.
But is it because of what you see on TV now? So you don't think
that it's like he Nice Cube. You know, he's not any Ice Cube. He's Nice Cube. And you know what I'm saying? It's like I fuck with him on the Hollywood side of things, but the music side, I can't listen to his music anymore. Like, Ice Cube ain't made a song that I liked. What was the song he had on, like, that, the Final Call or Final something? It was him, Nas. When Nas was like, Mama Say, Mama Sa, Maku Sa. That song, it was like, what did he say? OJ didn't take that pussy, Kobe ain't take that, rape that, whatever. Anyway, it was some song he sounded so weird on that, and I can't take him seriously as a rapper like I used to. Like, I'm Wicked Ice Cube? Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? You better check yourself and wreck yourself. Like, yeah, but now,
What you see on TV. It's not because... His music hasn't changed.
His image has been softened so much that when I... You know, it's just like his image, like, he's not that... Like, if I used to see Ice Cube when I was 12, I'd probably been scared of him. Now, I'm like, what up, Cube? What's going on, my nigga? You know what I'm saying? I can see him now hugging white kids at the amusement park now. 92, I'm not Ice Cube. He see a white person, I'm thinking he might call him a cracker. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, that's just now he's been softening up so much that, yeah, it happened. I can't fuck with his music no more.
And he might be the one lone example or a bad example. But then, looking at...
No, good example.
Well, what I'm about to say is, looking at what you said, you want the motherfuckers to stay who they were when they started rapping. You want the music to stay the same, stay in character.
Yeah, stay in character.
Ice Cube has stayed in character. His music is no less gangster than it was when he first started.
Yeah, but I guess the image, the everything on the outside turned it, the mainstream, the money, turned it, you know, to him, you know, to that person. Maybe money does that. Like, maybe you can't stay, you know, so street / hood / you know, whatever, if you want to make that dollar. You know what I'm saying? Because you can stay true to your character and not make no money, or, you know, you could, you know, you know, go join the Illuminati and get millions.
Who's to blame for that shit? Is it? I guess we're kind of to blame for that. I mean, it's
the industry and society, I guess, because, you know, like with 50 Cent, when he first came out, the image was he was a super thug. Like, 50 Cent had every interview he did, he'd come out there with the little gun vest on and shit, and, you know, had the muscles pumping, screaming G-Unit, had the white people scared and thinking he was just like this super thug. But then now, like, look at 50. It's like, he's another one. Like, he came out, like, 2003 when 50 dropped, or 02, whatever year that was. I mean, it was just like he had it. You know, he had that it factor. And then I guess we pushed him too far, and then now he can't, you know, 50 don't even talk that tough shit no more like he used to. He walk around with an S on his chest. No, that's a semi-auto and a vest on my chest.
Right.
You know, that shit, that shit was like so hard when it came out. You was like,
how this nigga sit down with Oprah and doing commercials with Joan Rivers?
Kelsey Lately and shit. You dating, you know, you just so, you and Dr. Ruth, Martha Stewart hanging out and shit. You know, just weird.
So then,
I don't know, man.
And I'm trying not to go deep, but the shit is, it's important shit right now. So y'all just got to deal with me. You know,
yeah,
hopefully I ain't killing you.
It.
But is that, is the idea and the way we react to it in hip hop, people progressing, going from negative to positive and changing their look on things, is that the same as it is in schools, you know, dealing specifically with the Chicago situation? Is it like, because we always hear about black kids dropout rate is going up, black kids aren't going to college, black kids aren't going to jail.
I saw something on TV last night, said 50% of black kids drop out of high school. Ain't that what they say, babe? It was 50%.
So in that context, the idea of being smart is bad. The idea of progressing is bad. Even when you have the money to do so, to climb up out of your situation, it's bad from the people that are around you, right?
Well, to a certain, you know, we got that little mentality that, well, I guess it's okay. You can come up, but long as you bring me up with you. If you come up by yourself and you ain't trying to help out everybody around you and thus bring yourself back down, trying to bring everybody back up, then, you know, I guess it's that kind of situation.
Yeah, we fixed that.
Yeah,
shit. That's kind of fucked up, ain't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's that crabs in the barrel syndrome that black people suffer from. I mean, we like to see niggas shine, but we can't stand to see a nigga shine.
Exactly. And then even
you know
to the point where when they come back to the hood or come back to the school, we still trying to tear them apart for coming back.
Yeah, you know, like, oh, you can't do enough. You can't do enough. That's sad that black people like that. It's like, you could do so much, but they want you to do so much that you back down there
exactly.
with them, trying to bring them up. They don't want you, like for instance, I make it big. I go back to my hometown. I build a new church. You know, I build a park. And, you know, still niggas going to be like, yo, why you can't help me pay my bill? Why can't, you know, people going to want you to overextend yourself. And I just think, you know, I guess they feel like I had a part of your success and you being where you are. You know, that one ride I gave you to practice that day. Oh, nigga, you owe me, nigga. Or, you know, that day you ain't had nothing to eat. You know what I'm saying? You was hungry before your big test. And you're something. I mean, niggas will find a way to get credit for anything. You know, because I know I do it. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
So then for you and your situation, you're a father who loves hip-hop. You're married.
Yep.
How do you
married.
Translate the love for the game, the love for music, to your kids who see school kids getting shot, teachers going, how do you transfer that without the bullshit in there? Because you don't want them to
I
be
mean,
like that.
No. I mean, that's music don't raise my kids. I raise my kids. We just happen to listen to music while I'm raising them. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes my kids will listen to something. Like the other day, we was riding home from school and that Pop That song, French Montana, came
on.
And my son was like, what are they saying? I'm saying they're saying pop that, drop that, whatever they pop that work, whatever they're saying. He was like, what are they popping? And I was just like, well, you know, I had to explain to him what they were popping. You know, and then like one time we listened to Waka Flocka. Round of applause. Lady made that clap. He's like, what is her thing clapping? And I was just like, well, you know, so I'm glad I'm there to explain to him instead of him find out on his own or asking one of his ignorant-ass friends, you know, because I can explain it to him better. And, like, you know, something that, you know, because he's eight. Well, he's nine now, but, you know, he asks questions. He's inquisitive. Yes, I did. And I asked, you know, I asked my son. I keep it – I am one of the parents that keep it real with their kids. You know, I'm not one of the people that's going to sit here and paint this picture of clouds and rainbows and butterflies and
right.
grass, green fields. You know, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to tell them the reality. People get killed. People going to lie to you. People going to all kinds of shit. It's not – the life ain't going to be easy. Get ready for rejection. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to shield them from the world because I don't want them to be naive to nothing. You know what I'm saying? I don't want them to be exposed to everything, but I don't want them to be naive to it, though. You know what I'm saying? I want to know. It can go down. Like, you think you walking outside with your Beats by Dre headphones, your iPod, a nigga going to rob you. I want
right.
them to know that
right.
shit. Like, it ain't sweet. Like, a nigga will steal some shit that you got. Nigga will bust your shit for something. You know what I'm saying? You just got to be ready. And so, you know, that's just the way I raise them, man. Like, reality. Like, I raise my kids in reality. So when people sit there and I'm not shielding them from, oh, you let your kids listen to rap, it got cussing in it. motherfucker, they watch TV with cussing in it. I cuss. Right. You know, so they go outside and hear just a nigga that don't even know them just going slam off cussing. So it really don't, you know what I'm saying? It's like, why shield them from something that's there? Explain to them what this word means, why you shouldn't use it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I don't want you saying it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I like I said, I raise them. I don't know.
That's good shit.
I'm not going to have a world. Yeah, it's just, you know, that's how I am with my kids, man. It's like, I want them like my daughter. When she get to that age, I'm going to let her know about niggas. Like, niggas ain't shit. Niggas going to tell you anything to get in your drawers, and you'll be a fool to let a nigga get in there and fuck your life up. And I'm going to talk to her just like this. So she know, like, shit, like, daddy, I'm for real. Like, this ain't no joke. You know, and the same thing with my son. Like, you don't follow around these hoes you want to. You mess around, get a baby, you know, your life going to be over. You know what I'm saying? You get a baby before you ready. I'm just let them know how it's going to be rough. You know, I'm just, you know, that's how I am, man.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, when we talk about, you know, shit is real, which is why we got to this subject. Because the situation in Chicago is fucking ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. And I think that, you know, with politics, we got the election coming up and all this shit. People are halfway tuned in. And they're not paying attention to how, even under your boy Bill Clinton, who is black people's favorite president, a lot of schools closed. A lot of public schools closed. So you go from a city that had 100 public schools, they're down to 50, which means the classroom size went from 30 people, which is already a lot for kids. They're up to 60 and 70 students in the classroom. So now you take those 50 schools and you take away you take away band, you take away extracurricular activities, you take away art programs. So now you got these kids that are stuck in this classroom. They're not being attended to the way they need to, and they have no outlet. And then you take those 50 students and you underpay the teachers that are providing them with information. Now the teachers go on strike. So now you end up with Chicago right now, where more people since 2008, more kids, more black men have been killed than there are in Iraq since the war started. So from 2008 till now, we've lost more black men in Chicago than soldiers have been killed in Iraq on both sides. On both sides.
But that's sad. I mean, but we don't, you know, and we just, but we are more outraged about a little bullshit, but nobody, I mean,
But that's not, I guess the reason that we're using this platform, or the reason that I'm using it, I'm going on a tangent, is because when the motherfuckers got shot watching Batman, we heard it for a week. We heard it for 2 weeks. It was the story.
Nonstop.
Chicago is at fucking war. And the people that listen to this forecast are the people that are getting killed in Chicago. It's y'all.
Exactly.
y'all getting killed in Chicago. And I feel like, you know, we got this election going on, and we're talking about gay people getting married. We're talking about health care. We're talking about a lot of other shit that the people that are getting killed
abortion.
In Chicago.
Don't we talk about abortion every fucking election year?
And it never changes.
I mean, what the fuck? Why is this a hot button topic? Like, what the fuck? Like, abortion been going on forever. You know what I'm saying? So why is it always the top? It's 2012. I mean, they got better ways of doing abortion than what they had in 1912. So come on, people. It's a little more humane now than it was then. And, you know, I mean, you know, I'm not getting in that shit because some people, you know, because I don't even go in that route. Sorry, it's all right.
I feel like, and I'm trying, I didn't plan on going on this show. But, you know, I was listening to my homeboy Zoe Williams' show on RMC Radio.
Shout out to
Zoe Williams, you know, and the whole crew over there. And it's just it's too important. You know what I'm saying? We sit up here and we got to look at, and we have to understand that, you know, fuck this colorblind shit. There are two justice systems. There's brown justice and there's white justice in this country.
Yep.
And we sit up here and we look at Obama, who got flamed. Even till now, he's still being called a Muslim. He was terrible for America because he was a Christian. But we got Mitt Romney, who's a fucking Mormon that didn't like black folks until, what, 1968 or 1978? We were the devil.
Nigga, whenever Gladys Knight ass got in, that's when they started liking
black
people.
We were the devil. You understand what I'm saying? And this isn't even being brought up. So it had nothing to do with Obama's religion, because we apparently don't give a shit about that. People are trying to elect a Mormon. It's not even Christian. We're trying to elect a Mormon to the fucking office. But Obama is still a Muslim, and we need a birth certificate. And we got to understand that right now, our shit is on the front lines. Fuck this gay marriage shit. I can give a fuck if you get married. Fuck healthcare. You got healthcare or you don't. It is what it is. You know, fuck abortion. It's a woman's body. I don't give a shit about that. But we need to talk about what's going on in our communities. We need to talk about how they're trying to take away welfare and how they're trying to put you on drug testing to get the welfare that you have now. And they're not talking about putting any programs in those areas. And maybe what I'm saying isn't making sense, so let me break it down this way. If you're getting welfare in certain cities, they're going to say that you need to take a drug test. If you fail the drug test, your welfare is cut off. So they're taking welfare from you. They're putting you under restrictions, which, you know, however you feel about it, you agree or disagree with that. But they're not putting any programs in there to help you. And that's what the fuck I'm talking about, is that they're study taking and they're study regulating the shit that we have, but they're not giving shit. And so if you're taking away my education, you're taking away the only way that I can get money, you're taking opportunity away from me, and then you're going to act surprised when I end up in jail or I end up profiled by the cops. You know, we got to pay attention, man. We got to pay attention to this shit. And the way it relates to music is because this is what moves the meter. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers is out there, big budgets, bloated budgets out there for platinum selling artists. And there's no coincidence that the people that go platinum are Lil Wayne, Drake, Nicki Minaj, Eminem, and Jay-Z. You don't have Rhapsody going platinum. You don't have Talib. I know that you yawn on Talib. But we don't have any balance. And so what's going on right now with music, with our hip-hop, is that they're just perpetuating the violence and the bullshit stereotypes. And we're still buying it because it's going platinum. Yep. So, you know, we done went off way off on a tangent. Like, this show done went way the fuck off. But it started with the talk about
the people reality need to shows. Hear this, man. Need to hear this.
Yeah, it
man.
Started with the talk about reality shows because the bullshit they put on TV. And then you listen to the bullshit they put on
the radio. Then we got into T.I. Tiny because they kind of, you know, they pulling us out of that reality TV hole. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. They can't say nothing bad about that show. Yeah, it has its moments, but it's not as bad or bad at all. I don't think that's bad at all.
I got a friend of mine right now that still says that that's not a positive show.
How's it negative? It's a man being with his kids, he's raising his family. Tell you about it all Only thing I can see anything wrong with it is the child labor laws. But other than that,
child labor laws. I think that their family is the epitome of families in general. Right now, especially in our community. I think you have a lot of people, and white people even for this part, you have blended families. Motherfuckers had kids before they get with the person they're with. So you got blended families. They got, what, 7 kids together now? Something like that, between 7. His stepkids and her stepkids, whatever the fuck. They got like 7 kids.
Yeah.
T.I. has a record. Hey, if you're black and you're younger than 25 and you don't have a record, I'm shocked. You know, I think me and Germ are maybe, you know, do you have a record?
No.
Okay, so we're
all right. Of course I don't.
Of course you don't. Yeah. We're legends in the game. You know what I'm saying? We don't have any records. We're married men. You know what I'm saying?
We're unicorns, man. We got no side pieces or nothing, man. Come on, man. Ladies.
Looking at this shit, man. And the show is indicative of black families. The only difference is that this motherfucker has money. And outside of the money, that's what I love so much about the show, is outside of his money, they still do regular family value shit. Or at least tries to instill that in them.
But it's, you know, at least for the cameras.
Yeah, at least for the cameras.
Little black babies need to see that shit. Yeah. Like, oh. So you mean tell me we can have fun without our laptops and shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I try to tell y'all this all the time. You know, little shit like that. But, yeah, man. I'm digging the T.I. show.
Yeah, and, so that's what started it. It's like if you go around our sensory topics, you look at TV, you see the bullshit they feed us on TV. You turn on the radio, you listen to the bullshit they play on the radio. And then when you go to eat, they're actually feeding you bullshit. So at some point, you can't just keep being ignorant and you can't just stop giving a fuck, because the shit that's going on in Chicago is going to be right outside your door if you're not doing something. So, you know, get active, vote, blog. Everybody's got a blog. Write some shit. Read some shit.
Yeah. Instead of writing on your Facebook that bullshit, write some real shit on your Facebook, man.
It would be nice. Stop that bullshit. It would be nice. And research your shit. I feel like it's just time for us to do something. I feel like, you know, the excuses about I don't know how I could change nothing, or fuck that. You got to do something. Even if you're not making anyone but yourself better, then you'll in turn make the people around you better. That's what happens. You're not going to still want to be around the same bullshit element. And that goes directly back to the music. If you're doing music and you're creating a bullshit character, you're going to be in character. But once you start dealing with your real life shit, hey, you're going to start moving up and living a different lifestyle. And I don't see a problem with doing that and not having to hang around with the same niggas that you started with. It's basically how I feel about it. You know, I don't know what the fuck Lil Wayne is on. I don't understand that shit at all. I don't. That nigga's so far gone right now. I don't get it. But
it's Wheezy Belly, man. Don't try to understand Wayne, man.
But how do you go from like? And we were talking about people progressing. Let's talk about him degrading. What happened to his lyrics?
Man, it's Wheezy, man. Come on, man. I listened to the Dedication 4, and I heard, you know, on that Green Lantern, Green Ranger song, I heard old Wayne. I heard Flashback Wayne. I think it's just to the point he's just got lazy. Like, when you get to a certain point, your hunger goes away. Like Eminem, I used to, 2003, around about 2003, 2004, maybe about 2003, right. I would have an argument with you. You could argue me down. I would say Eminem was the greatest rapper of all time. Even though I got an article on our website that says differently. But in 03, King Germ, well, are you down? And he said, what? Eminem, greatest rapper? I mean, I would come with a good argument. But it's like, over time, success kills your hunger. Like, you're not hungry no more. Like, that hungry rapper is always going to be, the hungry rapper going to always be better. You know, for some reason, because his hunger is still there, that drive. But niggas like Jay-Z and shit, they don't give a fuck. Are they already... at the top of the mountain, they're looking down. Fuck, I can spit a bullshit ass rhyme and my fans gonna still eat it up. Andre 3000, another one.
He's getting worse with every appearance.
He just don't give a shit no more. Like, that verse on that 16 ain't enough. I'm like,
terrible. I was not impressed.
I was just like, Andre, you rap better on that Walk It Out song. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That like, it's just like Andre's just starting, and he's like, the hunger is just not. I don't even think it's hunger. I think he just don't even give a shit. He don't care. Something ain't right, and it's just like, when rappers get to that point, that's when they need to stop. Like, your hunger is stopping you. Stop, because you're not even, you know. It's just like, you're not giving your best work, and it's not. I mean, they can say that. Like, Eminem, I tried to listen to that Refill, Recovery, all the other bullshit. Nah, still to me, the best Eminem album is the Eminem Show. That's the complete. Really? That's Eminem at his peak. That's him at his peak. That's when he was his best. The Eminem Show.
I still don't. Really, that's like it when that he was album. At
his. Man, that's his best album. Go back and listen to it. All right. I don't think you listen.
I listen to it. Should I listen to it when I was doing the reviews?
Nah.
I listen to all the motherfuckers. That Marshall Mathers is a beast.
You didn't listen to it.
It's cool. Put it this way: it's not as bad as his first album. I hate his first album.
Talking about the Slim Shady album. I mean, it was so, like, ridiculous. College frat boyish. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm just like, it's like, oh, you are a white guy. Yeah, that's what I remember. Like, oh, you are white. Yeah. Like, because some of the shit you're saying, like, I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? You know, I'm listening to it, and, you know, but and then Marshmallow's LP got a little better. That was a little too dark. I mean, it was good. Lyrically, it was good. But the album, the production was just a little too dark. You know what I'm saying? And then, but the Eminem Show, it seems like he covered all the bases. You know, he had your mainstream shit. He had your hood nigga shit. He had your white boy shit. He had something to cover all the bases on that, I think. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like the Sing for the Moment song, that was for the white boys. The Drip songs for the niggas. You know, he had a whole lot. Like, the album covered everything. And, you know, that's why my favorite Eminem album, man. Eminem
so
Show.
So we started out talking about Wayne on this shit. What did you think of the Dedication 4? Because I know you're a Wayne fan.
I mean, I'm jamming it hard, that part.
But that, you fucked that,
green,
that out.
That Green Ranger song, awesome. I mean, I like that.
Yeah, I mean, Green Ranger was actually a trending topic the day the album dropped.
I mean, cause that song's so dope,
yeah,
man.
I
mean,
I can't argue with you there. He's good for putting one amazing song.
That was a double entendre.
Yeah, he's good for putting one amazing song on every album. I think that
I mean, he killed some. I mean, and Wayne wrote on some of them beats too. Like, some of them, like, he put, like, that Mercy song. I ain't really like that. I mean, he got alright, but it was just like when Nicki started doing the patois shit. I don't like patois in my rap no more, man. I don't like that. Like, in the 90s, that shit was cool. You just break out random Jamaican shit. How much more than you can't do that shit no more, man. You know, like, the mother skunker. No, don't just.
Let's talk about her ass too. She's been all over the news for the past week for her bar on one song of that album, talking about she's gonna vote for Romney because you lazy bitches are fucking with the economy.
Okay. The world went in a tizzy because Nicki Minaj said she's going to vote for Romney because you lazy bitches is fucking up the economy. Okay. First of all, let's get this out of the way. Nicki's not registered to vote in any of the three states where she's eligible to vote, where she lives at. She's not registered to vote. So, therefore, this whole statement is null and void. Secondly, she's a rapper. When do we start taking rappers seriously? I mean, really? Like, I mean, for Obama to have to say, like, for a person to even ask him, so, Nicki Minaj, vote for Mitt. How you feel about that? I would have been like, if I'd been Obama, I would have been like, I mean, did you hear his response to it?
I didn't hear what he said. I heard he made a response.
He
right
said,
here.
He laughed about it, and he was like, oh, that's her other personality talking. And you know what I'm saying? And then Nicki Fireback was like, I'm glad he got it. Like, you know, like, what the fuck? And so, and I'm like, all y'all people making this big noise about it, like, it was a line on a mixtape on a freestyle, and you took it as like, boom, Stein stamped and delivered. Like, this is the word, I'm voting for him.
Niggas is pulling, I'm not playing Nicki no more. My kids can't listen to Nicki.
She can't listen to, I mean, people talking about, oh, she getting death threats. I'm like, for real? Like, my gosh. But, like, I mean, hey, I don't know. But, like I said, if niggas, like, well, I didn't say this, but I read it. If niggas treated their family like they did the Obamas, we'd be in better shape.
True.
Because niggas get mad about Barack Obama, boy. You can't say nothing bad about Barry O, Michelle O, or the daughter's name. I know one of them name is Sasha. And Malia. Yeah. And, you know, you can't say nothing bad about them. Because Lord knows if you do. You in some trouble.
It's a problem. And half the motherfuckers is outraged about Nicki Minaj's, what she said, can't vote. You motherfuckers ain't registered to vote. Not only that, last time I checked, first of all, I don't give a fuck about the line at all. I thought it was whack anyway. But them motherfuckers is rich. And Romney is taking care of the rich people. It makes sense for me. Put it this way. It makes sense for me. If you have money that you vote for Romney, and if you're broke, you vote for Obama. Or if you're regular people, you vote for Obama. That just makes sense to me. That sounds like good makes fucking business strategy. Because if you actually look at your values, most of us probably side closer to Romney. But it's in such an unattractive package, and it means so much more than just the fucking values, that we vote for Obama. You know, if you go by, you know, the Christians, the liberals and shit like that, if you think about your actual values, you probably side closer with Robin. And if you don't agree with me, you know, there's a test you can take on Facebook. It'll tell you where the fuck your values lie.
Wow. I need to take this test because I'm pretty sure.
I mean, let's be clear here.
No, I mean, I think I know where I stand, but I would love to see, like, where I was standing.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying is that, you know, black folks, we voted for Bush. As much as we hate Bush, we voted for Bush. And the reason we did is because of a faith-based initiative where the Republicans put money into black churches. Black churches and black pastors pushed Bush's agenda, and we voted for Bush. That's how the fuck he won. That's how he stayed in office for 8 years. But you know, we like to pretend to some other shit, and that's what happens is that if your value is in the church – Republicans are more straight line like the church, like the Bible is. And that's how this shit goes. So that aside, when you talk about strictly money, rich people would vote Republican because Republicans take care of rich folks. Obama's talking about giving, you know, making motherfuckers that make more than $200,000 a little pay more tax. Is it 200 or 250?
I mean,
I think it's 250. Yeah, it's 250. I don't make that. No, nowhere near that shit. So, yeah. I'm
so like that. I said, I mean, they said most of America don't make that. So the people that the ones that's getting upset about it, is the majority of people don't make 250 grand exactly. A year. So why would you have a problem with it? It's just that minority of people that do, they're making a big deal about it. Like, y'all motherfuckers whining. Why should I have to pay more taxes? You're taking my money. You're taxing me for being successful. No, bitch. It's you have to pay. Like, why should a motherfucker? I make $25,000 a year. I pay my 10% of taxes, you know what I'm saying? You pay your 10%. But why do you think, like, that money that I'm paying is hurting me more than what it's hurting you? Like, I mean, that's what, it don't make sense, man. But, you know, I'm not an economist or claim to be, so, you know, don't take what King Jerm says.
And don't get me started because I'm dealing with back taxes I owe, and the shit they telling me I owe is retarded. You know, yes. I've never at any job that I've ever worked, I've never made over $50,000 ever. And the only job that I had that I made at 50, I had for 4 months. So before that, every other job I had was less than $40,000. Now take that as an indictment on me if you want to, but I've never made any money. So the amount of money, the fact that I'm saying that I owe back taxes is some bullshit. It's some bullshit. There's no way. I didn't make any money, so why the fuck do I owe you? But, you know, we're going to get off that shit. Let's get back to the outline, because we done rambling on this
shit. I think we got
to
cut out.
Yeah, we got to cut off
I think we're going to have to. So you want to talk about any of the news?
The only thing that I kind of want to talk about is the shit about the judge and the dude in jail. And we might need to talk about Clifton Powell, but.
King of Netflix.
Yeah, King of Netflix got some issues, but apparently there's a motherfucker in jail, and I'm using this to lighten up the situation. This motherfucker's in jail. Apparently, he feels like they call it a sexual assignment disorder, some shit like that. Basically, you're a man, but you feel like a female, but you're trapped in a man's body, and vice versa. So this guy is in jail. This is the way he feels. He's a woman trapped in a man's body. The judge has decided that tax money will go for his sexual reassignment surgery. Are you serious? This motherfucker's in jail. Understand what I'm saying? This motherfucker's in jail. He's a dude.
So you telling me they're spending tax money to get somebody a sex change in prison?
Yes, they're gonna cut his dick off, give him a pussy, and he's in jail.
So let me ask you this. See, that's the problem we have with American prisons. I mean, that's the problem. Bitch, you in prison. It ain't supposed to be nothing enjoyable about it. Like you go to a Mexican prison and let them show you how a prison is ran. In America, these fucking Bill of Rights got everybody fucked up. Once you go to prison and you ain't putting time out, ain't no motherfucking – you better be happy you got a meal.
Agree. I completely agree.
I mean, I think like this. If you in, I mean, well, fuck that. You in jail. You in timeout, nigga. You know, you need to calm the fuck down. You need to get your shit together. This TV shit, niggas get mad because they can't see the games. They ain't got this. They ain't got that. They can't get on internet. They can't get on Facebook. They can't. What the fuck? You in prison, nigga. Like, this shit ain't supposed to be no cakewalk. You ain't supposed to be enjoying yourself. Nigga, I think we should go back to the old days and have them just digging ditches and shit all the motherfucking time.
I completely agree. And I won't even get into the political side of that. That'll be a whole nother show when I start talking about that shit. But, yeah, if the way I feel about it, number one, I feel like that we need to split up these rules as to who goes to prison and jail. You shouldn't be going to jail or prison for fucking weed. That's ridiculous. But if you go to prison, that's where the fucking rights stop, as far as I'm concerned. That's the end. You shouldn't have fucked up, or you should have put yourself in the situation to fuck up. And I know that there's people going to say, what about the innocent people that get locked up? Hey, I understand. But if you go to jail, that's where the fucking rights stop. You're lucky you get a bed. Like you said, you're lucky you get a meal. And you damn sure ain't getting no sexual reassignment surgery. That's ridiculous. To the point to where, like, we heard those stories of motherfuckers when the economy was really in the shitter. We heard people going in and robbing the bank for a dollar so they could go to jail to get health care. So, you know, jail is starting to be a cop-out for these motherfuckers, man. This shit crazy. What would you – out of the homies, what would you do if your boy went into jail and came out a chick?
Man, my boy went in jail, came out a chick, man. I don't know
an
what
actual,
I would do.
An actual chick with titties and pussy. Not the booty foofers. An actual chick.
I mean, I don't know what happened. I'd be like, bruh. I mean, man, maybe I would known this before he went in. Like, well, this nigga is, but nah, I don't know how I can handle it. I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't think I can handle anybody. Not even my boy. That's crazy. Like, you really, jail really changed your shit.
That's some crazy shit. We'll leave Clifton Powell alone because ain't really much to say about that. You know, stay up, Clifton Powell.
King of Netflix. That's all I'm gonna say
about
King.
Stay up, man. This story it definitely lighten this shit up, and then we'll go into our regular shit. Samsung and Apple was beefing. Apparently, Apple said, "Hey, we got patents. We got like over 100 patents for all our iPhone shit, the iTunes App Store, and all that shit." And Samsung came along with the Galaxy S3, which I have and I think is lovely, and stole their design. They stole their whole setup. So the end result was that Apple wins the lawsuit, and they win a $1 billion payout from Samsung. Samsung decides to pay this $1 billion in fucking pennies, nigga. So they sent 30 trucks to Apple's headquarters worth $1 billion of all pennies. That's some gangster shit.
$1 billion of pennies. That's how you pay a nigga that you ain't want to pay. You pay
him fix your headset, you nigga.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had the headset. I moved him, but I was coughing. But yeah, that's how you pay somebody that you didn't want to pay. You pay him in pennies. If I owe you $10 and you, like, let's say my team and your team played and you won, I lost the bet and I just was salty about it. Oh, I'm getting all rows of pennies and I'm paying your ass in pennies. And that's just to make a motherfucking mad, right?
That's
there.
That's some gangster ass shit. I mean, and I don't
billion in pennies. That's like, what, how many trucks was
30
it?
30 trucks, nigga.
Shit, and what am I gonna do with that?
Well, that's the other thing about it is that they said they estimate it's gonna take them something like 200 or 300 man hours because they have to count all that shit now. Accounting has to count each of those pennies. I don't think they can even just take the rolls.
I mean, I'd be like, look, man, these 30 trucks, go to my bank, deposit, nigga. Like, I mean, or go to the U.S. Mint or something and get my money. I'm like, man, yeah, we would beef about that. Yeah, 30, $1 billion in pennies.
Son. I'm not mad at either side. I'm not mad at Apple for suing Samsung because if you got the patents for this shit and they using your shit, and I own a Samsung, and I'm not going to say that the Android market ain't shit like the iTunes. It's the same shit. It's just a bootleg version. They stole the shit. I'm fine with that. So I'm fine with Apple suing, but I'm also fine with Samsung paying that way too. Because they're like, nigga, really? I mean, really? Everybody has ripped from Apple. They are the motherfucking geniuses of this shit. The fucking iTunes and the goddamn iPods and tablets. And everybody bites from Apple. But I'm not even mad at either side of that shit. What's the most trivial way you've paid back some money you owed or a bet you lost or some shit like that? Have you ever done some shit like this?
Yeah. I guess somebody like some nickels, like all nickels.
For what?
Like, hey, cause man, it was just some bullshit. I gave them all nickels.
I know we talked about it one of the Frocast show. Our strip club stories, motherfuckers giving strippers change.
Hey,
did we talk about that shit?
I think we did. You said something about change.
Yeah,
to strip club.
Yeah, that's motherfuckers crazy. Are throwing pennies and shit. But we got any questions from the nation to wrap this show up?
Nah, no questions this week, man. We're gonna hopefully look, motherfuckers, when we put that tweet out, the bat signal out to send questions, please send questions, man. Cause you know, hey man, cause we got one question today, but it's not a little appropriate now. I don't even want to talk about it.
Damn. No question from the and we, I mean we sent that shit out on Facebook, we sent it out on Twitter, and we gave y'all another week. We gave y'all extra.
Yeah, we gave y'all 2 weeks to come ask us something and y'all didn't. So, I mean, maybe we advise the whole nation.
Maybe we need to just retire. Do we need to end the Frocast?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I think that's what it is, sorry. They want us to stop doing the Frocast.
Fuck it. We got...
We just quit. This is our last one.
45 is it. We got any real nigga quotes?
Nope, none of them either,
no real
man.
Nigga quotes. So, we're going to go straight to the hit of hell now for this week to wrap the show up.
Oh, hey, I do got one. I got one real nigga quote. This is to my homeboy, Josh. Please send me my headphones so we can get this contest started. I really want to enjoy these headphones. So if you haven't sent them yet, please send my headphones so I can get this review done on them and let the people know how great they are, because I'm sure they are great.
Right, that's what's up. You know, you see what's happening around here, y'all? The Frocast is Dappy Afro. We're trying to give you some shit. This nigga just said contest. You know what I'm saying? So, hey. Stay tuned to the motherfucking Frocast at nappyafro.com. See what we got going on. But this week for the Hit of Hell Nah Frocast episode 45 is from. Now, am I saying this right? Is it Swizzer? Or Swizer?
Swizzer? It works for me.
Swizzer, and the name of the song is Revival. Yeah, let's just jump to it.
Got time for that extra. extra. Read all about it, shit. I was murdering beats while you was on your couch and shit. Doubting the words I speak, but I ain't telling lies on this. I'm getting live on this. The bitches that be giving me heat gon' catch chills on this. I wonder why they ain't PGP, cause they too real for it. Nah, them niggas mad fake. To hell with they mind state. I'm sticking my fist in it. You'll be stuck in the midst of it. So get close, but don't mention it, cause you won't doing it at first. Now you like Swizz. Can I boom that verse? No, but you could buy a hearse for your bum ass. Dressed like you fresh out of rehab. Boy, what do we have? A couple of hoes sending me pics like you can keep that. But nigga, don't tweet that. I guess that's what the blast thought when I sent my tape to they ass. But I ain't even get mad. It's cool, I'ma be out there. And tell them overrated fucks to start getting scared. Hey, so fuck you niggas. Those of you that say I'm weak, y'all some dummy niggas. I'm still killing these rhymes. To me, it's nothing, nigga. I'm out to shut shit down on you unlucky niggas. Hey, you lame niggas. Hey, y'all are the same, nigga. Hey, it's in your brain, nigga. Like getting brain from your chick, it ain't the same, nigga. You try hard, but niggas don't hear you out. So you gon' grab that notebook and start to reroute. I knew I meant rewrite, but who the hell's gon' judge me? Once the shit hits home, they thoughts get fuzzy. Slide off my dick, cause I ain't with that funny biz. I was on my grind and shit, while you tweeted funny pics was dope, biz. I'm still flyer than the motherfucker. Long sleeves on, but it's hotter than the motherfucker. I spit that realness, it might hurt your feelings while sipping on that Gatorade. I'm still building, I switched the flow up, now I need some lights in this bitch. These girls looking thirsty, they need some punch in this bitch. I might jump through the ceiling if they send another trap beat. And the subject lines, I got that new heat. Nah, bro, I ain't trying to lease with 1999. When I make the dopest beats, your shit's not touching mine. Hey, so fuck you niggas. Those of you that say I'm weak, y'all some dummy niggas. I'm still killing these rhymes, to me it's nothing, nigga. I'm out to shut shit down on you unlucky niggas. Hey, you lame niggas. Hey, y'all are the same, nigga. Hey, it's in your brain, nigga. Like getting brain from your chick, it ain't the same, nigga.
All right, so what you heard is the song by, like I said, it's Swizzer or Swizer, whatever. That's from North Carolina, so this is probably why Jern picked him. I'm going to go ahead and read the intro, and then we'll get to the shit. My name is Swizzer. I'm a hip-hop artist from North Carolina. I know you probably get tons of emails from whack rappers. Damn, he called them out. Whack rappers begging you to put them in your site, but I'm going to be straight up and tell you why you need me on your site. I'm 16. I write, produce, record, mix, and master my own music. That right there should tell you I'm working harder than more than half the people on your site already. Damn. I do all this, and I'm good at it, too. But I don't want to bore you with this email, so go ahead and see for yourself how good I am. The name of the song is Revival, and I wrote, produced, mixed, and etc. myself. It kind of goes out to those people who assume I'm weak because I'm not on their favorite blog or simply because they hype me. So check it out. So that's what we just listened to. God damn, this nigga came in cocky as fuck at 16.
Yeah, and and you know what? That's what kind of made me pick it, because, you know, the subject line, when he's like, I could say something corny right here to make you see my email, but I'm not. That, you know, and that made me look at it, and what he said, I was like, oh, okay, this dude feeling himself, let me go ahead and check his song out. And I mean, I liked it. I mean, it sounded like Cole, and you know, he sounded like he was from Carolina. He sounded like Cole and Fonte. The beat was nice. I mean, I like it. I could see him saying a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm interested in hearing more from Mr. Swizzer. So on my account, this had nothing to do with my NC bias at all. I'm saying it's a hit. And that ain't just because I'm from NC. I ain't lived in NC in over a decade.
Yeah, I got to give him props for the swag. You know, I hate that fucking word, but he came through like, yo. I could tell that the way the email was sent and the way he actually provided a link to his song that I could download and or listen to online, that he pays attention to the site. If I get one more goddamn, you know, I'm going to start replying to this shit. If you send me a email from the contact form or directly to the inbox and you say, how do I send music? I'm not playing your shit. I'm not replying. You'll probably never get on the site. If you send some shit in that's got a YouTube video and it's not a link to your song, I'm not playing your shit. If you send me a link to a whole mixtape, 9 times out of 10, I'm not playing your shit either. If you want us to review a song and put it on the site, send me the fucking song.
One.
It's not hard. It's not hard.
You put the ball in our court. When you send your home mixtape, we're going to pick the worst song.
If we pick
you. Even though you're like, oh, Friday, this song.
If we pick you, you know, shout out to the motherfuckers Animuse. They know. They sent us the motherfucking album, and we picked the worst song on that bitch. That's what happens. So anyway, let me get back on track because I've been floating this whole episode. I like the production on this. I'm a sucker for soulful beats, that kind of throwback vintage feel, so the production was good for me. Lyrically, I got kind of bored. I think that he spent the entire 3 minutes or so not saying shit. And maybe it's just because of the music I've listened to lately, you know, going from Nas to Rhapsody to Frank Ocean, listening to motherfuckers who put the work into their lyrics and link shit past the next four words either side of the song. You know what I'm saying? They're linking their actual song together and not just giving you hot lines like Lil Wayne. I'm kind of on this lyric trip, so...
You had to throw a shot at Weezy in there, but you know it's okay.
I've been pretty vocal about that. Weezy is a punchline master, but he don't rhyme about shit.
Yeah, he
don't rhyme about shit. I mean, even you know that he don't rhyme about shit. If you take the first verse of Weezy's song and get to the first line of the first verse of Weezy's song and the last line of the first verse of Weezy's song, they have nothing to do with each other. There's no wordplay at all. So I'm kind of on this lyrical shit right now. So for me, I guess it's just a nah. You know, we got to go back to CDG. It's just a nah. I like the production, but I don't think this nigga said anything. So, I do want to check some more out. That's why it's not a hell no. I just think this song itself is kind of like whatever.
Okay, I could live with that.
You know, we got the link here.
Well, Swizzer, fuck with us again when you get some more music, man. We gonna fuck with you. You 16, you got a lot of time to grow. And show these niggas, man. Show these old niggas that they ain't shit, man. New niggas, team new niggas, new man.
Niggas, those old niggas ain't shit. By the way, if you listen to the Frocast, which I'm sure you are if you hear my voice, if you look down below this post, we'll have the link to his songs. There's this song, and then he has other songs on the same Hulk Share link. So you can check out some other music if you want to get familiar with your boy. But this has been one hell of an episode. We rambled. We talked some good shit. We got to some topics. You got any shout outs, anything, bro? Any thoughts?
Nah, man. The only shout out I got, man, is up to the nation, man. I'm about to head on out to my son's birthday party. We got a birthday party at school, so Queen Germ is blowing the horn outside now. And, you know, so I'm going to wrap this show up so we can get up to the school before it's all over with.
And that's what the fuck it is. We'll holler at y'all on episode 46 of the Frocast, nappyafro.com. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Mr. Classic, sitting here with King Germ. Shout out to B.E.
A.k.a. he going to get that work.
Shout out to B.E. and the rest of the staff.
It's going to make sense. It's all right. It's going to make sense to you once you watch this freestyle I sent you.
Yeah. I got to check this shit out.
Yeah, check it out, man. It's 40 minutes. But it's worth it.
It's going to have to wait till after Breaking Bad. I'm trying to catch up on my Breaking Bad, nigga.
Oh, okay.
But it is what it is, y'all. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. And we'll holler at you next episode.
Peace.
These rappers all changing. Fearful careers, I don't cower. The new power, Duracell, it never runs out for an hour. Keep destroying, smoke them like sour. Break them all down to rebuild them like towers. That's the real. Modern day saints of our stories. New torch bearer, we the children like Corey. Guns are the ones that ran nation in millions and watch Mike in DeLoreans. Used to ride in Nori, now the people in Quarry. About the 5-3 MC with old Rory's. Got a bite on the mic like the likes of old Lauren. Hip hop, score got a set list of flip flop. Back to when cats roll Lexus like wristwatch. Elbow out the door, bumping eyes to the speaks pop. Couldn't see me eye to eye. Keep pumping your Reeboks, rattle rear views, clear view. I don't fear you or you. You should keep an ear to the streets too to hear true. I've been in the booth, yeah, killing on the daily. Jam to represent another baby of the 80s. Katy Perry, I grew up on Mary. The flow vary, cause I studied those old from the Aerie. How to go, why I shine like that, find it scary. The game over, I kill whack MCs, all buried. It's the game.
NappyAfro.com.